I'm Curtis, the gun doctor. We'll take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Wednesday, hump day, Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. Go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime you want. Anytime you want, you can listen online. YourDefendingFathers.com, click on podcast. I appreciate you guys responding to my rant. I apologize for being a little tough on you, but we need your help. We need this information out there. We need you to be involved, engaged in this process, this election. Stop relying on someone else to do what I ask you to do. You need to be that someone else. You need to be that person. Someone else has died. They're gone. Now it's up to us. Government always has the solutions to our problems. That's what the politicians, that's what the Democrats think. Kamala Harris promising to build 3 million new homes in America. First of all, where is that in the Constitution, Kamala? Where is it the federal government's responsibility to build affordable homes? Isn't that something the private sector should be doing? You really want government to build 3 million homes? You really want them to handle this problem? Well, Lansing taking it even one step further, following the lead of Kamala Harris. Local governments must assess whole housing projects and develop a 20-year master plan under a new bill that Christian Grant, a communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, has taken testimony on in yesterday's Senate Local Government Committee. Under Grant's House Bill 5557, all local governments must develop a master plan to feature an assessment of their community's existing and anticipated housing demands and make suggestions on how they're going to deal with these demands and how they can be addressed under her bill. Grant said, "While I'm sure that the housing crisis is not lost on our local planning committees, the lack of an explicit state requirement to account for those needs exacerbates the problem and does not provide a solution-oriented approach for local municipalities," Grant said. Okay, so let me get this straight. You introduce a bill that you want the House and the Senate to pass and to send to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk for her to sign into law, forcing local municipalities to assess their housing needs, their housing demands. and to make suggestions and plans to deal with these demands going forward in the future. Okay, I got a very simple question for you, Grant. What about declining population? What about the fact that we are losing kids in our public schools? Declining enrollment in public schools. Declining populations here in our state. You want to put another mandate on local municipalities, township boards, city, village boards, to deal with the housing crisis created by Biden-Harris policies over the last 4 years. Notice, folks, that we did not have this housing crisis when Donald Trump was president 4 years ago. Have you noticed that this has become a more increasing issue, problem, under Biden-Harris? Now it's trickling down to state government, where now they want the locals to deal with it, but they're going to do it under a Lansing-passed bill, passed in the House, in the Senate, with the Democrats controlled by two-seat majorities, and force the governor to sign it to force these mandates on local municipalities. This is what her bill calls for. The legislation calls for a chief elected official in a community to appoint someone with major interest in housing to the municipality's planning commission. The bill also asks municipalities to consider housing types, attainability, affordability, the current presence of single and multifamily dwellings, and other housing projects that they can determine what to promote in their upcoming new master plans. Grant lives in Kent County. They've projected a need for 35,000 new housing units by 2027, according to Housing Next, a partnership group of local governments, nonprofit organizations, and housing developers in West Michigan. Why? Because people are moving to Kent County. It's a liberal county, especially Grand Rapids, and that's where they're pushing, migrating people to move to. Without specifically mentioning House Bill 5557, Housing Next introduced a Kent County corridor strategy back in August, suggesting that unused space in commercial and road corridors could be turned into housing projects. Already equipped with access to sewer, water, natural gas, electricity, due to their original purposes. Well, commercial spaces aren't being used. Why? Because people are marketing their products online. They're doing radio interviews. They're doing commercials. They're driving people to go to websites. People are buying online, shipping directly to their house. You don't need to go to a brick and mortar store anymore to get what you want. Shopping centers, malls, a ton of vacancies. The only time I go to a brick and mortar store, folks, is when I need something today. I was going out to put up these signs starting yesterday as the absentee ballots are finally starting to go out in the mail. So we're putting up signs. What did I do? Last week, I went on Amazon Prime. I ordered 200 packages of zip ties. Put them on my Amazon business account, shipped it to my house, got it 2 days later. I don't buy zip ties at Tractor Supply. I don't buy them at the local hardware store. I get 100 of them for $7.99. Heavy duty, 120-pound test, absolutely fantastic half-inch zip ties, work great. Brick and mortar stores, Shopping malls now are looking for alternative ways to use their empty spaces. Road corridors, where they had potential for industrial sites, they're not being bought. They're not being used. So now what she wants to do is propose how we can repurpose these into housing developments. Brooke Osterman, Housing Next Executive Director, said, "We're essentially proposing some strategic direction and decisions on how we can create these type of neighborhoods with a better use for our commercial corridors. Even mixed-use developments. Potentially having the ability to develop these into housing projects, providing residential use units. They're also looking at utilizing underutilized vacant land, possibly right directly next to stores. Development of courtyards, townhomes, houses, and condos." Osterman noted that local zoning ordinances need to be updated in order to make housing a priority. Well, guess what? You're a little late. And because of Biden-Harris's inflation, migrant workers taking up rentals, buying homes, BlackRock, Airbnbs, all the things that are happening in our economy is a result of your policies. Higher interest rates, people can't afford the mortgages right now. Waiting for Donald Trump to become president, see mortgage rates drop. It's all connected, folks. But yet they want a bill in Lansing to force and mandate local municipalities to update their zoning ordinances, their master plans. Absolutely amazing. During the committee hearing, Andrea Brown, Executive Director of Michigan Association of Planning, a nonprofit representing community planners and local government officials, said, "The majority of land in Michigan is zoned for single-family use. Single-family housing is what is zoned to be built. We need local government leaders to become visionaries. And we need them to be bold and to make some decisions about tucking in some multiple family housing around the edges. We need to look at rezoning commercial property that's not being utilized. Reasonable ways to increase housing units in these local municipalities." Democrat Senator Rosemary Baer from Keego Harbor absolutely supports Grant's House bill. They're going to mandate local governments do this. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got a text message from somebody up in Emmett County looking for these signs that we made here for Antrim County. I'm going to text you the sign. You can take it to a sign printer. You can have it printed up there. These are going to be used in Antrim County. We are focusing on getting the county of Antrim to vote straight Republican. Donald Trump to defeat Kamala Harris. All of the Republicans on our ballot, as well as Vicky for Antrim County Clerk. Our commissioners, our people. We're battling a write-in campaign by a Democrat, with Democrat support, and we have to make sure that the regular folks see these signs to vote straight Republican. So I apologize, I can't deliver these to you. I'd love to put them on your locations up there in Emmett County. Maybe, just maybe, the Emmett County Republican Party would support turning these signs up for you guys. If you can afford to do it for your own property, great. So I texted him the picture. He said, thank you. I will take it from there. Again, I apologize. These are something that was paid for by the Antrim County Republican Party, and we are putting them out there this week, this weekend. I'm going down to Big Rapids later tonight to pick up 300 more yard signs, and I have people throughout the county that are going to distribute them and put them on private property. We're not just going to put them on the roadsides. We're not going to put them in MDOT easements. We're going to put them on people's properties. Less chance of them being stolen or tampered with. So hopefully we can get this accomplished. here in Antrim County for our election. This individual, I'm sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. Can you text me your first name and city? It sounds like Harbor Springs area. I greatly appreciate your locations. It's a fruit farm in Harbor Springs and another 400-acre farm on Nebish Island in the UP. Property on St. Mary's River and a house in Harbor Springs very close to the grocery store. Man, oh, I would love to give you these signs. But again, they've been paid for by the local Antrim County Party, and we're going to put them up here. But that's the sign. That's the artwork. If you need a PDF of it, just call me after the show, and I'll send it to you. It's an actual proof that you can give to the printer. Love to network and work with you. But one of the things you have to understand, the process comes down to educating, networking, getting information out. We're not asking you to phone bank. We're not asking you to actually call people and talk to them about getting out to vote. We're talking about text messages to people you know. People that are in your contact list, people you work with, people you go to church with, people that you know in your local community, your neighbors, people that live on your street. This 10xvotes.com website, folks, is powerful. Absolutely powerful. You get this information. You find out that they haven't voted in recent elections. You send them the PEGs of video. You talk to them face to face. You educate them. You motivate them to get out to vote. That's what we're doing. That's what this effort is all about. I have other stories from Lansing. Haven't even been able to get to them. The DNR calls to make plans for declining woodcock population. Are you kidding me? There's actually a committee hearing going on in Lansing about woodcock population. What about declining human population in the state of Michigan? This state is so broken, is so screwed up under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Hundreds of millions of dollars being thrown at economic development, worried about housing demand crisis for people that are going to come to our state. If and when these people, these companies come to the state creating these jobs, where are they going to live? If you build it, they will come. That's their approach. And you're worried about woodcock population. Oh my God, my brain's about ready to explode. Text me 10X. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, for the video. Text me gun or guns, and I'll send you the executive order they're going to implement to confiscate the guns. Educate, share the information. That's it. Music's playing. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Time.